Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. We will know tonight if the strike of emergency services will carry on. Unions have been discussing the matter since the beginning of this afternoon. One thing is certain, the announcements of the Minister of Health yesterday were not sufficient for them. They call to demonstrate tomorrow to ask for more means, including manpower. The Minister of Justice has denied the information according to which the government is about to recognize the line of descent of children born via surrogacy. Nicole Belloubet said that the decision of the Court of Appeal expected in the coming days will not change the current law, and surrogacy will remain prohibited. Sylvie Goulard will enter the European Commission. The former Minister of the Armed Forces has been appointed Commissioner for the Internal Market. She will deal, among other things, with the defense industry and the digital market. Her appointment still needs to be validated by the European Parliament. A small victory for the families of victims of the Ajaccio-Nice plane crash 51 years ago. Emmanuel Macron asked that the classified defense be lifted. The accident had resulted in 95 deaths, and the case is delicate because officially a technical accident was implied. But the families of victims managed to collect documents which supposedly suggest that the plane was hit by a missile. Consumer organizations have declared war against telemarketing. Five of them call on the government to ban this increasingly widespread practice, which is generating more and more litigations, particularly in the insurance sector. As for soccer, Les Bleus will be at the Stade de France tonight for the 100th time since the inauguration of the stadium in 1998. They will be facing Andorra for an important match, hoping to qualify for the 2020 Euro. The kickoff is at 8:45. Finally, a leading light of photography has passed away. Robert Frank, American photographer of Swiss origin, died at the age of 94. He became famous for his album The Americans, a photo album in black and white with pictures taken during his trip across the United States in the 1950s. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.